My name is António Oliveira, and I am a PhD candidate from the International Iberian Nanotechnology Laboratory, and I'm hereby presenting my work entitled Plasmonic Rear Architecture as an Efficient Light Management Strategy for Ultra-Thin Solar Cells. In the current photovoltaics market outlook, crystalline silicon solar cells dominate. The CIGS technology is the benchmark of the second generation photovoltaics, with a record light-to-power conversion efficiency value of 23.35%. However, for CIGS market expansion, a reduction in production costs as well as an efficiency improvement is required. An ultra-thin approach is compatible with a more sustainable and green photovoltaics deployment, as it allows for a reduction in fabrication costs and in the usage of critical raw materials such as indium and gallium. Nonetheless, it is limited by incomplete light absorption, since the absorber thickness value is lower than the required optical thickness to fully absorb the incoming light. Therefore, optical path length enhancement schemes through scattering architectures are required to compensate this optical loss. In a previous work, we used gold nanoparticles aggregates as a microscale scattering approach at the rear of ultra-thin CIGS solar cells. This architecture enabled a significant short circuit current density increase, but was also accompanied by a drop on the open circuit voltage value and in the efficiency value, due to an enhanced interface recombination rate and possible formation of pinholes during the absorber deposition on this rough substrate. Thus, a pathway that moves from a photonic to plasmonic approach was performed in this work. A new architecture with individualized plasmonic gold nanoparticles is herein developed, so that a significant optical improvement is obtained without hampering the solar cell electrical performance. For the plasmonic substrate development, a process that combines microfluidics and an industry-compatible nanoimprint lithography is used. We start with the conventional soda lime glass substrate with a molybdenum layer. A dielectric alumina layer is then deposited. And to attain a layer without gold nanoparticle aggregates, a colloidal solution of gold nanoparticles is injected into microfluidic reservoirs on top of the substrate. Then another alumina layer is deposited to encapsulate the nanoparticles in order to shield them from the high temperature growth of the absorber layer. Since alumina is an insulator and an electric contact is needed between the absorber and the rear contact, a nanoimprint lithography procedure is performed to create line contacts. To evaluate the optical performance of the plasmonic substrate, diffuse reflectance measurements were carried out. The nanoparticle substrate significantly outperforms the conventional solar cell substrate, and it shows similar values to the microscale approach from a previous work. This promising result shows that even with relatively small nanoparticles, good scattering performance can be achieved. External quantum efficiency measurements of the final solar cell device demonstrated a broad band enhancement with the plasmonic architecture when compared to the typical ultra-thin solar cell, which led to a 15% relative short circuit current density increase as a result of an increased optical path length in the absorber. JV measurements of the plasmonic and conventional devices also show that besides the optical improvement, there is no electrical degradation of the solar cell through the implementation of the nanoparticles. It is noteworthy that there is even an open circuit voltage and efficiency values increase with the novel architecture, which might be a result of a beneficial passivation effect from the alumina dielectric layer that is used to encapsulate the nanoparticles. In overall, a relative conversion efficiency increase of 27% was achieved with the new architecture. In summary, individualized gold nanoparticles with a diameter of 100 nanometers enabled an improved short circuit current density value without electrical degradation in an ultra-thin solar cell. In addition, the optical performance may still be improved through the optimization of the dielectric encapsulation layer, as the plasmonic behavior is very dependent on the dielectric medium refractive index. Furthermore, by increasing nanoparticle surface coverage, the scattering performance can even be enhanced. Thank you very much for listening. I would also like to thank all the people that contributed in this work and the project that enabled its funding.